Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
After the events in Minneapolis yesterday, we are pleased to now be joined by CBS News' crime and public safety beat leader, Anna Schechter, who joins us now on KMOX. Anna, appreciate your time this morning. How are you doing? Anna, can you hear us?
Yep.
There
yep.
you are.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, sure. We know you're busy and a lot has been going on since yesterday, but let's just start here. As you saw the event yesterday, I'm sure you've seen the videos, the multiple angles of mobile phone videos, probably many, many times over. What are your thoughts on what happened?
Well, immediately we pulled in these three different angles and started watching them, as you said, over and over again, slowing them down, trying to piece together a picture and also see it from the different into players' perspectives. And the victim's vehicle was initially in a perpendicular position blocking the road, but it did appear that she was trying to drive away. I still don't know all that led up to this moment. What you can sort of sense is this palpable tense environment that was already underway before the ICE agent started to approach her car. The agent that fired the shot had actually been one of three agents at the vehicle and had been walking around the back of the vehicle and was actually filming with a cell phone and being followed by a protester filming him. And you can imagine, you know, he was getting angry. That's what it sort of seemed to be. As I put myself in his shoes. And so one of the most important parts of law enforcement training is de-escalation and how to keep your cool. And local police departments around the country have really ramped up their training when it comes to that type of those exercises. Literally, if you feel yourself angry, how do you calm yourself down? Now, federal agents were told every 6 months get some kind of training dealing with vehicles, also de-escalation. But it appears to me that something's going wrong with the training because this isn't the first time this has happened. It keeps happening. It happened in Chicago relatively recently where another woman was shot. She was in her vehicle, shot by an ICE agent. She thankfully survived. But on the other side of things, that you do have a lot of anger and frustration in amongst communities and particularly activists who are showing up and expressing their frustration. Now, they're within their First Amendment rights, but you know, you're generally not supposed to interfere with law enforcement activities. You can certainly, under the First Amendment, raise your voice. And then, sorry to keep going on so long, but then the last thing that's really important to consider is that the sort of rules of engagement from local, but also all the way up to federal law enforcement agents is your response and your actions need to be reasonable. And it gives a lot of leeway there and kind of a judgment call to the agent. And courts have taken into account perceived threats in the past. There are protections for law enforcement carrying out their duties in uniform. So that's the big question. Was discharging that firearm into that car, killing this woman, shooting the woman, was that a reasonable response? And that is going to be at the heart of this investigation. There is an investigation underway. The FBI is investigating, and the Minnesota Bureau of Apprehensions is involved in that investigation.
Anna, have we confirmed that ICE did deny medics or, you know, immediate medical help to the woman who was shot? And if that is...
Well, I've seen videos where you see a man shouting, "I'm a physician," and then an ICE agent responds, "We have our own medics," but the medics were not there. They don't appear to be there yet. That's subject to the investigation too. At what point, how long did it take the victim to get first aid? So all of that, we've asked for the timeline and we haven't gotten that yet, but it certainly appeared that citizens and witnesses and tried to help, and the ICE agents were keeping those people away from the scene and away from the victim.
There is a question I have. It's sort of a minutia question here about, I know I have seen it written that DHS policy is that officers or agents are not supposed to put themselves in a position where they have no choice but to use deadly force. Is that accurate or not?
That's right. And they are not supposed, they have new policies also on vehicles. You're not supposed to put yourself in front of a vehicle just for their own safety. These guidelines have been written and rewritten as things have gone wrong. This is not the first time that something like this has happened. And sometimes it's actually the law enforcement agent who has been seriously injured by the vehicle. And that's actually one of the main reasons why they have that policy is to protect the agents. You are not supposed to use deadly force unless there is an imminent direct threat to your life or the lives of others. And that is written into the policy, and you can find it on ICE's website.
I know you only have a few seconds, but do we know who the agent is or what's happened to him since?
Well, officials have said that he's with his family. He did go to the hospital, was treated, according to presser, Christy Noem's statements at a presser last evening, and that he's with his family now. So we don't know if they flew in to be with him in Minnesota or if he left. We don't have any of those details, and they're going to want to keep his identity undisclosed for as long as possible because you can imagine they're probably worried about him being doxxed and threats to him and his family.
Anna Schechter, we appreciate your time. Thank you for visiting with us.
Happy to do it. Bye-bye.
That's CBS News crime and public safety beat leader Anna Schechter with us on KMOX.